When I turned on the audioboo by Sayre in order to listen to her favourite place in life to buy music, little did I know what it would cause to happen in my own memory. And this audioboo I dedicate to Sayre because she's reminded me of where used to be my favourite place to buy music. So here goes. I was growing up in Limerick in Ireland. And in Ireland, there was a department store back in the 1960s. I'm talking about 1963, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8. So during that period, there was a shop in Limerick called Todd's. And somewhere along the way, this department store opened a basement. Down in the basement, they put what I could now only describe as a turntable, a round counter. And at the counter, there was there were these little headphones. You had to have one for your left ear and one for your right ear, and you picked them up on a stick, and you asked the assistant behind the counter to listen to a particular vinyl 45. So the only things I really listened to in that shop were 45s, and it was a place of pilgrimage. It really was. Very frequently going there, you could listen to music, you could decide whether to buy it. But I was a fairly obsessive purchaser of 45s in the 1960s. My mother had been foolish enough to make an offer to me at one stage that she'd match every penny I saved with money from her. And I took to this with alacrity, and I worked very, very hard doing odd jobs in all sorts of places in order to have money to buy 45s. And just to give you the sense of this, at one particular week in the top 20, I actually owned 19 of the top 20. So I'm not talking about somebody who bought, you know, an odd one. I worked quite hard doing various odd jobs for people as a teenager. And just to go along with this, you know, obsessive desire to own and associate myself with the kind of brand that was pop music at the time. I was really keen to be, you know, I loved the stuff that was coming out. It was part of my life. I'd discuss it and have conversations with Bill Whelan and John Cosgrove about it every single week. But I had a book, and in the book I used to record the progress of records into the top 20, and each week what position they'd have in the charts. So the place I would buy the music was Todd's, which subsequently got burnt down in a fire and has been replaced nowadays with a place called Brown Thomas's. But and there was a helicopter over it while they were knocking down the remains of the building. This is high drama from life in the 1960s. But I'm going to play you now a collection of the kind of records that I owned, right? And I'm just going to play you, hopefully, no more than a few bars out of each, and play you a lot of them until I feel the audioboo is too long. But this was my era. I was obsessive about it. Oh, in case you're wondering, that book, that book where I was at my most nerdy and used to literally write down, you know, Pretty Flamingo came in at 14, 7, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 5, 9, 16. That kind of progress, that kind of way of writing it down. I used to carry these numbers in my head, by the way. It was by far the thing I was, the only area of my life where I've carried numbers with great facility. Progress of records through the 1960s hit parade. Anyway, here are some of the sounds from that time. And thank you again, Sayre, for bringing me back to the centre of Limerick. And that really obsessive activity. Here's the next one coming through, and I can't even tell you, but that was Tambourine Man by The Byrds. Hopefully we will now get... Oh! Remember this one? Oh my God, I had such good times to this music. Know that one? Oh, yeah.
What a day for a daydream.
Here she is. Here she is, the one and only. Oh, the Knights. God, even now, 2012, this stuff is my music. Actually, this is the one I'm least familiar with of all the ones I've played so far. Oh, yes. Remember this? Of course you don't remember it. You're not as old as me. Chris Farlow, eh? By the way, I have no book in front of me. I have no idea. I have to try and remember this. This is, oh well, this is the afternoon, isn't it? Oh no, Misha. Well, we know who that is by. I do not know who this is. I cannot remember. Oh, it's Jimi Hendrix, isn't it? Oh, I'm not sure about that. Oh yes, revolution. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, I do wish I had a music room again where I could play stuff really loud. No idea who this is. Absolutely no idea. Music from the 60s. I certainly don't think I own this one. Oh, yes, I do now. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I've forgotten that one. Well, catch the wind, eh? Catch the wind. Certainty.
Take a picture, workman.
I used to be mad about Tamla Motown, I must admit. Oh! And look who's comes on next. Oh my God. There you are, folks. That's it. I hate to stop. I hate to stop. I have this kind of box with four CDs in it. Yeah, here it is. Greatest hits that have fit. Three CD collections, right? It's digital music. I remember the old vinyl one. Yeah, so so what was the one I missed? The one I had no idea. I think it was probably The Overlanders by Michel, or no, The Flocked. No, hang on a second now. Who's recorded some of these ones? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It just takes me back. It takes me back. That was a great era. And thanks again, Sarah. I'm really overcome.